Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ann Ortley's Weekly Weather. My name is Ann Ortley, and I'm an astrologer here in New York City. And I'm sitting here at my bright red desk, and now that there's planets in Aries, Handsome is out of control, so you can expect he's going to make an appearance at some point in the middle of the show because he just walked across the middle of the desk like, I'm here, move away, move aside. What we do every week here on the Weekly Weather is we talk about what's happening in the heavens above and how it feels in your world, on your life, and your around you, the people around you. And we give it hopefully coping thoughts or ideas on how to work with it. And we also talk about what's coming up in the week ahead and what you can watch out for, learn from, pay attention to, all that sort of magical stuff that astrology is so good with. As Hermes Trismegistus said, as above, so with below, as without, so within. And what we do here is we understand that transits manifest on four levels. Your spiritual level, which of course we all have this little secret spiritual part, our intellectual level, our emotions, our emotional level, which of course is pretty profound lately, and our physical level. In my case, it was a case of walking pneumonia this week. It was quite exciting. I canceled a bunch of appointments, 5 days worth. Now, anybody knows that for one of my, today I read somebody for the first time in 5 days, and she's a Virgo, and she goes, well, you know, we Virgos, we want to claw your eyes out if you try and tell us not to be busy. And I'm like, I really like that. That's so true. Because prior to me going down for the count, so to speak, I had a couple people like, you know, you work all the time. Like, maybe you need to give yourself a break. And I'm like, but what else is a Virgo girl to do? Well, the universe had other plans this week for me. So I did a lot of dreaming and a lot of focusing as Mercury stationed on my moon. It was very interesting. It was actually a very profound week in bed, which I don't normally do, those 5 days off. Were really kind of amazing. And it, you know, at one point, somebody said, maybe acupuncture. I said, no, acupuncture, good idea. So I called my acupuncturist, and Shane Hoffman, the wonderful of Turning Point Acupuncture, goes, I was waiting for your call. I'm like, really? He goes, well, you know, you should have come in a couple weeks ago when you were so sick. And I'm like, oh, I forget he reads the column. But at any rate, shout out to Shane and all the lovely people at Turning Point, Lourdes, and the receptionist, whose name I'm forgetting, and who goes, you know me. I said, I do, I know you, but I'm very bad with names. At any rate, we had a lovely acupuncture session, and it cleared a bunch of stuff, and a lot of dreaming this week, because we still are in nonlinear time. So even though Mars last week went into Aries, all the other planets are still in Pisces. And so they're still floating along on the water. The Sun, the Venus, the Chiron, the Mercury, the Neptune, all floating in water, all in Pisces, all in the last sign of the zodiac, all in the last degrees. Well, not all of them, but Venus and the Sun are this week. They're in the last degrees, which means they hit that fixed star shit. And we do, it is actually how it's said, S-C-H-E-A-T, said shit. It was before, that was a bad word, but it actually brings shit upon your head, or, you know, that's one of his, he's not known as a nice star. So the Sun's going to go through it, Venus is going to go through it, which means our egos and our emotions are going to run into shit this week. And then they're going to jump into Aries, which is always fun, following Mars, which went into Aries last week on Monday night. And so I have a class that meets on Thursday, and Yuko is one of the students in the class, and she's a teacher. So she was saying, well, all the kids felt the shift of Mars into Aries. All the teachers are going, what the hell's going on? Why is it like this? When's it going to change? She says she gets accosted in the cafeteria every week. But this week, the Sun and Venus change too. So our ego and our emotions shift. So that will help us feel better. Okay, we have what's called the Aries ingress on Wednesday, which is when the Sun comes across the equator and hits the equator, zero Aries, hits the sign of Aries on the world axis. So it's generally a big day. And for many astrologers, this marks the beginning of the calendar year. In addition to it being the beginning of the growing season year. I'm of the Capricorn school where the ingress at the solstice marks the beginning of the year. But if you're a Aries ingress person, even if it's not for the whole year, it's for the next 3 months, it's going to be a rocking quarter, okay, because the sun's in Aries, and then followed immediately behind him is Venus in Aries, and then Mars and, of course, Uranus are in Aries, and they all are meeting up this weekend for what's coming up. This weekend's going to be really crazy. And then next week, you know, we have just this big turbulence in the heavens because they all kind of set off the finger of God that's up there. Now, you know, if you're a regular listener, you know we've been going on and on about the finger of God for a while. What the finger of God is it's Saturn and Pluto in a sextile to each other, which is rare, but they're traveling in this sextile relationship most of this year. So they're asking you to do psychological work back to 1982, the story you began then, and to harness that work, to harvest that work. Now, of course, if you weren't born in 82 or 82 represents a bad year for you, the two of them having this conversation, it's a closing sextile, they want to have you release, change, evolve. This is the essentially the time when the dandelion seeds on the dandelion take off and fly, or the cattail sends its little spores out. The growing season's over. There's an evolutionary impulse. There's a desire to change because we have to change for the new energy. It's a closing energy, so it's feeling very old, very ancient, very much tied to early childhood patterns, early childhood fears, or the period of time between when you were 4 and 11 years old, which, of course, when we have pivotal events in our life that we can actually remember. Stuff that happens between before 4 is a little hard to remember, but between 4 and 11, we can usually put a name to that story. And if you look at your chart, your planets have the degree that tell you the age you were when you ran into the story. So it's the, it looks like the little degree after the oven, you know, when you cook, 350 degrees, a little circle. That's going to tell you the year. And then behind it is the minutes. And if you divide the minutes by 5, that will tell you the month. So let's say, like right now, Pluto's at 11 degrees, 26 minutes, which if you divide it by 5 is 5 months in a week. So it's your 11 and 5 months old right now in your power dynamics. And if we look at that, we watch when planets are at similar points. So this week when I was abed dreaming with Mercury on my moon, I kept having 9/11 dreams. Now, you know, I dream of, I have a vivid imagination, as some of you will attest. And I have a vivid dream life, as not all of you know, but I do. I have a very vivid dream life. And so I kept thinking, what the hell am I dreaming about 9/11 for so much? So now that's the day. My office was 2 blocks from the World Trade Center. And I always take my birthday off because I'm a Virgo and I work hard and I get to take my day off, my day I'm born off. So I was actually home. So I missed the whole thing in the sense of I wasn't like looking at it out my office window, as my office mates were, and they were all pretty highly traumatized by all the jumpers and the paper flying at them and everything. Because we were to the west, so the wind blew everything at us. But what I did was I pulled the 9/11 chart. Well, lo and behold, Jupiter is at 11 Cancer that day, which is exactly opposite Pluto, and it's getting the trine from Saturn, and it's getting stimulated by that finger of God. Now, Pluto, of course, is now where he is, opposite that Jupiter. So I'm like, well, that's why I was dreaming so much about 9/11, because the chart itself is being stimulated. And for me, it was a particularly pivotal life period, because it made me go, after I went through a couple of months, couple of weeks of being stubborn and going downtown, you know, insisting the air was safe when it really wasn't, I went, you know, what are you doing? You can go to work and die one day. Go be an astrologer. That's what you're really, that's your dream. It's in your heart. It's in your chart. Go do your dream. Why are you forcing yourself to do something you don't want to do? So it was my declaration of freedom. Of course, Jupiter rules my direction in life, and it was in my south node, so it ended one career, began another. Now I have Pluto coming to the north node of fate, opposite the Jupiter, so I'm at a similar turning point in my career. What's the next thing? Where am I supposed to go next? What's my next vision? And, of course, the best way to get a Virgo to think is to put them in the bed and make them sit quietly for 5 days where they can't keep working and avoiding doing what they're supposed to be thinking about. So the universe had me sit down and think for 5 days. It's going to do something similar to you. It didn't do it with all this Pisces stuff. This next week, it's going to do it. Because Uranus, Mars, Sun, Venus all get set off. And they're all going to get set off by Mars in Aries and the Sun in Aries and Venus in Aries. And they're all stimulating the finger of God this week, next week. And it's just incredibly volatile week. Incredibly volatile week starting on Wednesday. It's just going to rocket. Now, of course, what does this mean? Well, when it's on the world axis, zero Aries is the cardinal axis for everything. So if you haven't figured it out yet, you're going to figure it out this week, because we keep talking evolve, evolve, you know, the Saturn-Pluto pointing to Jupiter, the apex saying make your choices, change your ideas, come up with a new way of living, or come up with a new vision of your life. So this week, when that little baby gets stimulated, Mars is going to come and stimulate the finger of God. So is the Sun and so is Venus over the next few days, but Mars is stimulating it this week. So we are about to have kind of a rocket take off. Now, in terms of the EU, you know, they just took the banks in Cyprus, just took 10% away from everybody whose bank account has $100,000 in it. And they're going to take 20% away from everybody whose bank account has over 100,000 euros in it, not dollars, euros. You know, if you were sitting home and you got a note from Chase saying, hi, we just took 10% of your money, what would you do? Right? So Monday is a bank holiday. Well, they've said Tuesday is a bank holiday. And if they open the banks on Wednesday, we can expect a major run on the banks, at least in Cyprus. Which, of course, if the deal is that banks can just take your money willy-nilly without talking to you, how many people are going to feel comfortable about having their monies in banks? This could be the shot that does the economic transition that we've all been waiting for. Because earlier this week, our government said, oh, they're too big to prosecute. It's like, well, they might be too big to prosecute, but if everybody shows up going, you're going to take 10% out of my bank, I'm taking my money out. Thank you very much. It could be a real problem. So we'll see what happens. So this could just be the way it shows up. Now, I will tell you, I have a group that meets at my house once a week. We call it the Astrology Discussion Group. We were looking at the Cyprus charts. It looks pretty big. Looks like it's going to be a pretty big economic rollout from overseas. And, of course, if it hits there, then it hits the EU. If it hits the EU, then it hits us. And our chart in the United States is pretty active on the ingress, too. Of course, I can't find the damn chart. What to do with it? Here we go. So we're having a lot of energy around transformation and seeing things that we hadn't seen before and looking at things in a different way. So this finger of God gets stimulated this week as Mars comes along and whacks Uranus. Now we know Uranus is in conjunct to Saturn right now, and he's sextile to Jupiter, which means he's going to set off the Pluto-Saturn evolutionary impulse of this. Back to 1982, Reagan years, deregulation, privatization. Yeah, how healthy is it for you? My phone's been out since the beginning of February because the phone company is unregulated. Let me tell you how I feel about deregulation. At any rate, we are now in a very pivotal period of time where this economic thing kind of comes home to roost. On a personal level, wherever you have Jupiter, wherever you have Gemini in your chart, 10 degrees of Gemini, that is the area that's being asked to transform. The Saturn and Pluto legs are going to get stimulated this week very strongly by Mars. He's going to square Pluto, which is war. Traditionally, that's an act of war. And he's going to in conjunct Saturn and Scorpio, which is deep psychological transformation. He is going to sextile Jupiter, which is very much the change and seeing it from two sides of the story. So your job, should you decide to accept it, is to know this is a rocking and rolling week. People are going to be past crazy because we're coming out of the water. Two planets shift. The Sun shifts on Wednesday, and Venus shifts on Thursday. And then on Friday, Mars hits Uranus, and there's a pile of aspects on Friday the 22nd. And then on Sunday and Monday, more Monday the 25th, rocking aspects, huge aspects, as the Moon hits those. And then we also have Mars hitting that finger of God on Tuesday the 26th. So we're basically looking at 2 weeks of crazy. And then there is a kick-ass full moon. I mean, there's good moons and bad moons. And, you know, you look at the moons and you go, wow, that's a full moon, huh? there's a rocking full moon on the 27th, which is not this week, but next Wednesday. It's very, very powerful, and it's very, very strong. And it involves an enormous evolutionary impulse with the sun to Uranus. So there's a lot of us who've been kind of going, well, you know, because Pisces is a little dithery. I mean, I'm a mutable girl. I've got a mutable sun and a mutable moon. So I can dither really well. If I have a deliverable, like I have an appointment or something, you know, I show up for it. But if I'm left to my own devices, I can fritter the day away and be perfectly happy just reading a book and puttering and cooking a little and reading some, walking a little and shopping a little and da-da-da-da. So mutable signs are very, you know, floaty. We've been in mutable, nonlinear time for the last month or two months really. Mars shifted last week, but this week our ego nature shifts and our desire nature shifts, and Mars comes along to stimulate Uranus. And then next week the Sun and Venus come along to stimulate Uranus. So you're in for a real clarifying couple of weeks, with the idea being whatever you haven't decided is going to come roaring in. Do be careful with fire. These are very fire-prone energies, so no leaving candles unattended. Do be careful with knives. You can very easily cut yourself or stab yourself or poke yourself. Because Mars is in fire, it's a little bloody. Good time to do controlled knife work. Good time for acupuncture. Shane, I'm coming back on Tuesday. Good time for controlled precision around how you want to proceed. Now, Uranus is going to make it a little crazy, okay? And whenever Uranus and Mars hit, we often have explosions. At the same time, Mars is going to square Pluto, which is war. So we can anticipate kind of an uptick, probably some really nasty suicide bombings. Hopefully not. Cyprus is going to go crazy when they finally let them get in to get their money. Of course, there's a lot of Russian money in Cyprus because it's one of the banking places for Russian oligarch money or just regular Russian people money. So we can anticipate it being a little crazy down there. Maybe Putin gets a little mad that they took his money or his friend's money. I don't know. It's going to be really interesting because it is unprecedented that a bank just says, let me just take 10% of your money, or 20% if we think you're rich. And imagine how you would react if that happened to you. So we can anticipate some volatility, certainly in the stock markets and in the overseas markets this week, which as it tapers back, you know, when you say things in Congress like, well, the banks are too big to do that to, that's almost asking for trouble. You know, it's the Titanic. Well, it's too big to sink. It's never going to sink. It's like, yeah, a little hubris there, just go wave the flag. So we do have that very volatile energy. Now, what this also means is you're having this very volatile energy somewhere in your chart. Last couple weeks ago, we had the Pope quit. You had an asteroid land in your... This week, you have an explosion going off in your Aries house. So there's going to be a big rockin' craziness coming into that house where your job is to say, okay, I'm working with this, I'm riding with this, I'm offering it up, I'm riding on the energy, I understand that this is a wave of fire. If you've ever been near a fire, when you open a door or when it changes and it does that whoosh of energy at you, that's kind of the energy we're going to have this week as the Sun and Venus hop out. Imagine them having been soaked in gasoline and hopping out into the fire. So there's going to be a flare-up of fire, which is good for those of us who have pneumonia because we can maybe dry out. You know, of course, it could mean a spike in my fever, but I'm hoping that we'll go for the drying out part. It's understanding that fire energy is so much about the vision. You're going to get the vision this week. If you haven't had it, if I've been saying release, release, you're going towards evolution, and you're like, I don't know what the hell, but this woman keeps talking about releasing. I feel like I've released everything I possibly could release, and then some. Don't worry, because this is when the vision comes. Fire is when the vision comes. We get the vision, we get the idea, we get the heading into it. So Monday, Tuesday, quiet, passive, general, floating along. Nice closing, you know, a little bit stressful closing aspect. Not bad. Sun, moon's in Gemini, so it's back and forth, back and forth. closing aspect is a square to the sun, so we're making choices. We're in a first quarter moon on the 19th, fine. Moon goes into Cancer on the closing on Tuesday afternoon, and the closing aspect is a opposition to Pluto as it comes into the vernal equinox, as it comes into the Aries ingress, which is when the sun crosses the equator. Sun goes into Aries at 7:02 in the morning on Wednesday, Eastern Time. Moon has a number of aspects because it sets off the finger of God, because it's in the cardinal sign too. It's in the sign of Cancer. All right, so it's taking up the opposition position. So the sun is opposite Aries. Sun's in Aries, opposite, squaring the moon and squaring Pluto. Right, so we're entering into the T-square, setting up a T-square that's very dynamic. Then on Wednesday, Venus goes into Aries at 11:15 at night. On Thursday afternoon. I'm having a little trouble with my communication here. So Venus goes into Aries at 11:15 at night on the 21st. So, okay, the banks in Cyprus are closed on Monday and Tuesday. We can anticipate we're going to wake up to lots of noise on Wednesday morning, because over there it's 5 hours earlier, right? 6-7 hours earlier. Cyprus is 2 hours west of Greenwich. So it's 7 hours ahead of us, 6 hours with daylight savings time. And then on the Friday, Mars comes to Uranus, sets it off, and the moon is in Leo, which totally sets off this thing, sets off the fire, throws more gasoline on the fire in terms of personal creativity. Saturday is quiet. It's kind of like we're going to have a blast of energy, then a quiet day, then a blast of energy. So a blast of energy on Wednesday, quiet day on Thursday. Blast of energy on Friday, quiet day on Saturday. Kind of sort of quiet day on Sunday because the moon's in Virgo. Blast of energy next Monday, the 25th, huge blast of energy on the 26th, and then a full moon on the 27th, which is next Wednesday, a week from Wednesday, where we see everything we had never seen before. And then on the 28th and the 29th, more blasts of energy. So if you think of it as kind of multiple explosions in your life, right? First one is Wednesday. Then we have Friday, then we have Monday, then we have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday next week, calms down a little bit on Friday the 29th, okay? But this is a two-week period of complete craziness. Now, your job, should you decide to accept it, is to say, okay, the world is really melting down right now. What is the most responsible thing for me to do? And if it's a major financial attack or financial collapse, of course, have a week's worth of money in your house so that if the banks go absolutely crazy, you're covered. If it's just you're having rocking and rolling stuff going on in your Aries house, that's good. You got rocking and rolling stuff going on in your Aries house and you're investing in the future. You're getting the vision of the future. You're getting the new dream. You're getting the new start because we're actually starting a new growth cycle, growth year. Mars's union with Uranus, which takes place this week, it is on Friday. Mars joins with Uranus. That actually starts a new two-year cycle around Mars-Uranus connection. So it's a very profound week. So whatever goes down this week, you're going to be living with for a while. So your job is to go, okay, I'm going to be living with this for a while. How do I want to use it productively? So your first few days of the week, plan. Make a contingency and understand you want to have it. I had somebody say to me the other day that they had a contingency plan for when the Martians landed. As you might guess, they're a good Virgo. But she was ready. She's got a plan for when the Martians land, when aliens land, and she's sticking to it. Make a plan. Always good on these kind of aspects to at least have a vision of what's going on. And do we anticipate major news days? Lots and lots going on. Because this is a huge shift, a huge energetic shift. We also have Mercury going direct. So hopefully the Verizon truck that's parked in front of my building will actually have a person in it, and they'll actually get my phone back working. And forward we go with Verizon. I don't have a whole lot of hope about that one, but I'm patient. I'm a patient woman. And I, you know, and in hindsight, you know, when the phone went out and I was having all this trouble doing readings, you know, you're going to Skype, you're going to cell phone, you're going to, and all that crap. I should have taken it as a hint from Mercury just to shut up for a couple of weeks. But no, I kept talking and he said, okay, you're going to bed for a week, which is what we did. We spent a week in bed with Mercury, dreaming and thinking. Okay, so this week the sun goes into Aries. We talked about the sun has hard aspects with the nodes of fate on Saturday, asking you to make a choice. And it helps you see past your blind spot on Sunday the 24th. Sun goes from 29 Pisces, to 3 Aries. Mercury is now going direct. It goes from 5 Pisces to 7 Pisces. It also works with your blind spot in terms of you can say something that can really piss somebody off this week, especially on Tuesday. So be careful. If somebody gets a little burn on, just double check. You know, I got an email from normally a person who's very gracious and whatever, and it was kind of a weird little short email, and I'm like, did I do something to piss her off? You know, ask. You know, you might inadvertently say or do something that pisses somebody off, or they might just be having a bad communication day. But don't assume. Inquire, okay? Inquire even if they aren't 100% sure. They may say something you don't want to hear. They may say, yeah, you really did piss me off. But that's okay. It's good that you know it because then you can work with it. Venus goes from 25 Pisces to 3 Pisces. There are 3 Aries. So she shifts on the 21st into Aries. Before she does have some very volatile aspects with Uranus and Mars by declination, meaning world access points. That's on the 19th and the 20th. So she's getting a little head on, and she's in a temper. Venus in Aries is not a pleasant place for her. She's considered in her detriment there. She rules Libra. She doesn't want to have to go to war, but if she needs to, she'll kill you. It's the withering glance. Have you ever gotten a withering glance from an Aries? You know how they kind of look at you and they raise their eyebrows and they kind of gaze at you? And they just look, and you go, ooh, that's a withering glance. That's Venus in Aries, withering glance. She has a hard aspect with the nodes on the 24th. Again, being asked to make choices she maybe doesn't want to make, but she knows she needs to do. Again, back to what my student Leslie said, go for your soul's evolution, even if it's not necessarily a fun thing. Okay, we all have to grow up now. If you've been enabling people, taking care of them, and you know you've been doing it, you got to stop now. If you've been doing too much drugs and alcohol, drinking a little bit too much, having too much macaroni and cheese, you got to stop now. You got to grow up. This is grown-up time for everybody because we're all moving forward. The universe is like we have to suck it up and be grown-ups. And yes, we may be the only one in the room, but at least we know we're grown-up. It's a good thing. You're going to like it once you do it, honest, I promise. So then we did Mars. Mars is going from 6 Aries to 8. High 8, almost 9. The big thing with him is the Uranus aspect. Mars joins with Uranus. It's a big energy. And it starts a new 2-year cycle. It wouldn't be so bad if it wasn't all sitting right on the world axis and right on that full moon next week. And really what it is it's breakthrough illumination. Break up illumination, out illumination, break illumination. Lots of breaks. So you want to say, okay, it's a breaking energy. We have to push it. Mars also has a contraparallel with Chiron. You don't go whining this week. If you whine, you're going to really annoy people, okay? And I know you might want to whine, but you got to kind of not whine. And if you do whine, whine to your cat or whine in your pillow because people are just going to be feeling like they listen to whining all the time. They can't take it anymore either. Jupiter has an inconjunct aspect to Saturn. This perfects the finger of God. That happens on the 23rd. This is an adjusting energy. It is a Virgo type. This can be health matters, but it often is simply having to suck it up. Saturn trines Chiron on the 21st, again, bringing to light a deep wound. Now remember, our wounds are there for us to learn how to heal them. That's what it's for. So no going and feeling sorry for yourself. Just sit and hold the sore spot. You know how like when they tear a Band-Aid off and it throbs and it hurts, but then it feels better. This is Band-Aid tearing off week, okay? And we just to know, We're all going to be fine on the other end of it. Well, actually, on the other end of the 2 weeks. But in the meantime, getting there might be a little stressful. Help the other people in the lifeboat with you. But remember to put on your life preserver first. Take care of yourself first, then help others. You know, the little mask descends on the airplane. Breathe yours first before you help others. But do take care of yourself. Do take care of others. Rocky, rocky week. But on the other side, which is 2 weeks from now, but I will talk to you halfway through because we'll have to see what happened this week. It's so exciting. We'll see where we go. So this is Ann Ortley. This is the weekly weather. I know it went way too fast, and I didn't get to all the stuff I wanted to talk about, but you're going to be fine. And we're all going to be fine. And this is our evolutionary moment. This is when we're taking, if you've ever done tarot, this is when we're taking the leap off the cliff with a little dog singing next to us. You know, the dog's not going to get hurt either. We're going to jump off the cliff and go for the next evolutionary point in our life. It'll be fun. It's why you're here. It's why you're born on Earth and you're living here right now to go through this major transformation with all the rest of us singing. Maybe we'll sing Kumbaya. Or maybe we'll sing Something Happened. Girls just want to have fun. I don't know. Or boys and girls want to have fun. We don't want to leave the boys out. At any rate, have a great week. This is Ann Ortley, your astrologer here at 1360 York Avenue, my Brayware desk. And Hanson was quiet and I didn't cough. So I think we have success. Take care. Bye-bye.